Tobacco planters say, we know tobacco because we grow it. We smoke Camels because we know tobacco. This half hour of entertainment is made possible by the millions of enthusiastic smokers who prefer Camel cigarettes. Their appreciation of finer, more expensive tobaccos makes Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. Last night, it was announced that Eddie Cantor was ill, too ill to make his regular appearance on this program tonight. Far up in the woods of Maine, a man heard that news on his radio. He picked up a phone, called New York, and said, I'll make it in time. 76 miles by automobile, several hundred miles by plane, and here he is, Rudy Vallee.
Thank you, Walter King. It was just 7 years ago this month that I persuaded one of America's outstanding personalities and a favorite of the stage and screen to come on my program and to face a microphone for the first time. To say that Eddie Cantor registered a tremendous hit would be superfluous, for he has since become one of the truly great stars in the broadcasting firmament. Being a great star implies the obligation of hard work. Overwork sometimes leads to illness. But when one has invited millions of radio listeners to be one's guest, there must be a host to receive them. The first duty of this host is to see that his guests become acquainted. That's an extremely pleasant task when one can begin with such a name as Jane Froman. Jane Froman sings a song from the Eddie Cantor success, Whoopee. Love me or leave me.
Love me or leave me. Let me be lonely, you won't believe, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. So blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today, to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love. There's no love for nobody else. Is killing me. I can't stand uncertainty. Tell me now, I've got to know whether you want me to stay or go. Love me or leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing, but night time is my time
Fairchild's Orchestra featuring Fairchild and Carol at the twin piano, playing Who Knows? As a salute to my Canadian ancestry in the state of Maine, which I think is one of the finest vacation spots in the world, a little medley, Alouette and the University of Maine Steinsong.
Alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai, je te plumerai, le tête,
je te plumerai, le tête,
et le tête,
et le tête,
alouette,
alouette.
Alouette,
gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai,
le bouche,
je te plumerai, le bouche,
et la bouche,
et la bouche,
alouette,
alouette. Alouette, gentille alouette, alouette,
je te plumerai le bras,
je te plumerai le bras,
et le bras,
et le bras,
et la bouche,
et la bouche,
et le nez,
et le nez.
Ah, le tête,
ah,
mal de tête,
mal de tête,
très malade,
très malade,
très moutard,
très moutard,
quel dommage,
quel dommage,
je suis du docteur Isan.
Oh, alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai, alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai. Oh, Bill, the signs of Bill, old man, stop, jump around, stand, and drink a toast once again, that every loyal Maine man sing, then drink.
If anyone in show business has achieved a real reputation for discovering and developing new talent, it's Eddie Cantor. Many of today's great names began their first careers with Eddie, Burns and Allen, Parker Carcass, Bobby Breen, and Deanna Durbin, to mention just a few. Tonight, the debut of Eddie Cantor's latest protege, a 14-year-old violinist named Arnold Idas.
Thank you.
Mrs. Chrysler, Heifetz, Minuin, and even Rubinoff had best look to their laurels. Seriously, yours is an amazing talent, Onalitis. Won't you favor us with an encore?
Andrew Taylor, the famous mountain climber, was recently asked this question.
Do you find that Camels are really different from other cigarettes, Mr. Taylor?
I certainly do. Camels are different in a lot of ways. When a man likes smoking as much as I do, yet at the same time has to think of the exertion, tension, and privation that he'll undergo next time he's climbing a peak, Camel is my choice. Where I think those costlier tobaccos in Camels show up most is in the way Camels agree with me.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Noted explorers such as Sir Hubert Wilkins, James L. Clark, and A. Hayat Verrill agree with your statement. Costlier tobaccos do mean a lot in smoking. And so do millions of other folks who make special demands on their cigarettes and who prefer Camels. One smoker tells another, Camels agree with me.
Jane Froman sings a second song. This time, the current success, Thanks for the Memory.
Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem shoes, and motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and food. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine. Castles on the Rhine, your cozy chair and parties where we sang Sweet Adeline. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun, and no harm done. So thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much. Yes, we traveled far and wide together. Did we travel too fast? Now I reminisce and wonder whether any good things ever last. But that is past. Oh, thank you for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher says, for better or for worse. How lonely it was. memory. Of lingerie with lace, pills by the case, and how I jumped the day you thrust my one and only ace. Oh, how lovely it was. Many's the time that we ceased, and many's the time that we fasted. Well, it was swell while it lasted. No tears, no fuss. Hooray. Thank you, dear, for the memory. And strictly entre nous, darling, how are you? And how are all the little dreams that never did come true? Awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodle-doo. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane Forman, for the memory and the song. Here now, standing just a few feet away from me, is my colleague and another very good friend of Eddie Cantor. Come in, Benny Goodman. Benny, I see that you have your famous quartet with you.
Yes, Rudy. We've come over to do a bit of pinch hitting for Brother Cantor. Batting in his place is not easy, you know. Maybe we won't even get the first base. But if we strike out, nobody can say we didn't go down swinging. Anyway, we'll play. We'll play the song that's getting to be the new national anthem. Don't be that way. Take it, Teddy. Thank you.
down, that is to another, Benny. That was what I call stock in the reed. As a contrast to Alouette and the Stein song, I'd like to present a continental success that I was privileged to introduce to America. Vieni, vieni, or if you prefer it, vini, vini. I'd like to say this. Of the many honors and thrills that have come to me in the course of my career on the air, some of them perhaps undeserved, none has given me a more intense, thorough sense of personal satisfaction than the privilege of pinch-hitting here tonight. I hope we've cheered Eddie up a bit and that no further pinch-hitting will be necessary. Now, Eddie Cantor, before we go, let me say that we all hope that you will be back in the job next week because we'd love to spend each Monday with you. Come on, everybody. Please get well. We're pulling for you. We're telling you just how we feel. We know you feel that way too. Let's make a day. Monday night, we hope by then that you'll be all right. So you can sing, you can bring the things we want you to do. We hope to spend next Monday with you.
Tobacco platter. James C. Hardy says, quote, I've been growing tobacco for 20 years, and because I know tobacco, I smoke Camels, just like most other tobacco planters do. You see, the finest lots of my crop have been going to Camel for a long time. In fact, at the auctions, I've seen Camel buyers take the best baskets of tobacco for years. They're willing to pay more to get them, too. Just ask tobacco planters. You'll find most of us smoke Camels because we know Camels are made from finer tobaccos. Unquote. Men that grow tobacco know tobacco, and their reason for preferring Camels is important to you. This fact, that Camels are a matchless blend of finer, more expensive tobaccos, is a big reason why more people smoke Camels than any other cigarette in the world. Remember, next time, say Camel. Listen again for Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan next Monday, when we hope to have Eddie back and pick up where we left off with the wedding of Hattie and Spongy. And remember to tune in at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time tomorrow night over these same stations for Benny Goodman, King of Swing. Walter Wolf King speaking.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.